Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Are you a registered voter to vote as a Democrat in the state of New Jersey?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Would you like to answer the following questions in English or in Spanish?
English.
Okay. Bear with me for a second. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
50-50.
What is your race? White, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
Hispanic.
From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Uruguay.
Uruguay. Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English
Spanish.
Equally. Always Spanish or more Spanish than English?
More Spanish than English.
In what year were you born?
69.
69?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Rob Menendez, a U.S. congressman and candidate for Congress.
0.
Andy Kim, South Jersey, U.S. congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate.
I don't know him.
Stephen Fulop, mayor of Jersey City.
50.
Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate.
I don't know her.
Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate.
0.
Bill Murphy, Governor of New Jersey.
90.
Joe Biden, President of the United States.
0.
Ravi Bala, Mayor of Hoboken and a candidate for Congress.
80.
When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Corruption.
Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote? Tammy Murphy, Rob Menendez, Andy Kim, or Patricia Campos Medina?
I don't know any of them, except for not Bob Menendez.
And if the primary elections were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
None of them.
Yeah, okay, and if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote? Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, or Kyle Jacy? Okay, and in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A lot.
How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you disagree or agree with that statement?
I don't know. I disagree. I don't know.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay, Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Do you disagree or agree with that statement?
Well, I don't know. I just don't disagree. I don't know that he wasn't even involved in anything.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for actions of his for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Do you disagree or agree with that statement?
Disagree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay, there's no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings. Do you disagree or agree with that statement?
Well, for one, he should change his name because nobody's going to vote for him. They're voting for a corrupt politician.
Okay. Would you disagree or agree with that statement?
Well, I don't know what to do with it.
Duncan, Congressman Rob Menendez in his own person and is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Do you disagree or agree with that statement?
I disagree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. And at the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Does the statement from the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or does the statements from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if they neither one exactly is right? Would critics would be much closer? Critics somewhat closer, supporters somewhat closer, or supporters much closer?
Critics.
Critics somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in the Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Majors Roz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or does the statements from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right? Would you say critics will be much closer, critics somewhat closer, supporters somewhat closer, or supporters much closer?
Critics much closer.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Habukin, Major Robbie Bala, has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and that the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Not at all more likely.
Okay, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Not at all more likely.
Okay. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Not at all.
Okay. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. And he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little bit more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Not at all.
Okay. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand up in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January the 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little bit more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress? Would it be much more likely, somewhat